which, you know, he has thrown it more than Anderson has when you compare them head-to-head. But Bryce Sears throwing the ball downfield, both of them incomplete. So even though Lakers is able to force the only turnover in the game, it's been Harbor Beach's defense that has been the reason that Harbor Beach is actually up in this game.
For the Harbor Beach offense, they are led on 30 rushes for 124 yards. They attempted one pass, which was incomplete, overthrown. Devin Puff leads the way with 11 carries, 41 yards and one score. Devin Finkel close behind at 7 carries from 37 yards for him. And then we have Michael Anderson, quarterback, 8 carries for 24 yards. He does have one fumble. That was what, the third or second play of the game, which gave the ball back to Lakers. And then Ethan Hessling, 3 carries for 18 yards. Michael Anderson through the air, 0 for 1. So 124 yards for Harbor Beach, 23 yards for the Lakers.
There's really not an individual or a stat that jumps out at me, so I'm going to throw you one. It's the fact that Harbor Beach ran 31 plays of offense to just Lakers 16, and they were able to muster 124 yards of total offense. So not blowing anybody away with big plays. Harbor Beach has had two 11-yard carries and a 13-yard rush. Those are the biggest three plays of this game. Three passes between the two teams, all fall incomplete, and Harbor Beach turns it over once, which arguably cost them a score. But a fairly even game with Harbor Beach teetering in their direction just a little bit. If Lakers can make a tweak and get a score here, because they're going to get the ball to start the second half, if they're able to go down the field and score, this game is far from over.
Time of possession, Dave, you were kind of explaining that, you know, 31 plays of offense for Harbor Beach, 16 for the Lakers. Time of possession, Harbor Beach 15 minutes 40 seconds, Lakers 8 minutes 20 seconds.
Well, it's not a surprise. Harbor Beach basically ran double the amount of plays, which means they should have approximately double the amount of time of possession, and that's kind of the way it has. You know, we've seen Coach Shelkey in the 2011, 12, 13, 14 area really dial it up. I don't know if he ever won the time of possession in any of his games years, because his high-powered spread offense scored so quickly on people that that stat was irrelevant. Well, now it matters, because he has completely 180'd this team. They are going as slow as possible, controlling the clock, milking the clock, keeping Lakers' offense off the field. Lakers' defense, as far as I'm concerned, has done an excellent job tonight. They really corralled the Harbor Beach offense. It's just Harbor Beach was able to get that fourth down conversion, that third down and 11. They were able to get 11 yards to get that first down. They're able to get just what they needed at the right time. And then you put it down at the one-yard line, Devin Puff is going to finish off a drive.
Especially when you look at the third down conversions, Harbor Beach 4 for 6 on third downs, Lakers 1 for 4, and the same with fourth downs. Harbor Beach 1 for 2, Lakers 0 for 2.
All right, and those are drive killers. You know, when you cannot convert third downs and then you try it again on fourth down and don't get it there either, that hurts, because now you're asking your defense to come out and save your hind end. And Lakers and both defenses have done that. Both defenses have played very well. But when it comes down to it, Harbor Beach has had a couple of the longer plays in this game and have been able to finish off a drive where Lakers really hasn't gotten much going yet.
It's now time for a short break, and we'll return. We will have other area games going on in the area right here as the WLW Sports Network finds themselves at the half in week number 9, the regular season finale between the Lakers and the Harbor Beach Pirates. We expected a defensive juggernaut, and it's exactly what we've had so far. It's 8-0 Harbor Beach over the Lakers after two quarters of play right here on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve, without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Tonka the Fur.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health,
better life. It's our actual vision at Sure, not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoint, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We're about 3 minutes away from kicking off the second half. Now let's take a look in other area games. Of course, the game in front of us. Harbor Beach leads 8-0 at the half over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. And other area games. Let's start in eight-player football. Kingston leading Mayfield at halftime, 28-6. Kingston on their way to finish the regular season at 8-1. Deckerville leading Peck sometime in the second quarter, 20-0 there. That's all the scores we have in eight-player. In 11-man, Caro is trailing North Branch at the end of the first quarter. North Branch 16, Caro 14. If Caro gets that fifth win, there's a chance they could make it into the playoffs. In Brown City, USA trailing Brown City at the half. It's the Green Devils 20, USA 6. 20-6, Brown City leading both teams 3-5. At the end of the first quarter, Sandusky leading Bad Axe by 2 points, 8-6 after 12 minutes of play. No word yet on that one. No updates since. And at halftime, Ubley leading Cass City, 14-0. Ubley 14, Cass City nothing.
That might be the – I shouldn't be surprised because we know how Ubley is. They're competitive. They're pesky. And they seem to play their best ball when the playoffs are around the corner. But for them to shut out Cass City in the first half, that's an impressive feat. And we'll see if they can carry that momentum into the second half.
As we get started here in this second half in Harbor Beach, the Lakers won the toss, elected to defer to the second half to receive. And Dave, I was glad I finally pulled out the rule book this week and I was finally put to rest my whole confusion on what happened there in that Harbor Beach Ubley game with the coin toss. And we got the verbiage out there, and basically what happened was Ubley, you get to pick what half you want to do. And Ubley said, we want to kick in the first half. So then Harbor Beach gets the second half, and they said, all right, we'll receive. And that's where that all went south.
Right, and it's unique because there's
– I've never heard
never
of that
saw
happen.
A situation where you opt to kick. You usually defer to the second half and decide at that time, or you take the ball to start the game. There's never a situation where you don't want to start a half with the football, at least one of them. And it was a unique deal that I don't know if it helped or hurt Ubley, but I think Harbor Beach was the better team that night. But it was a very unique deal that still – puzzled us, obviously, up until today.
As the kick from Kendall Gentner goes out of bounds at the 23-yard line, so the flags fly. And this will be an illegal procedure on the free kick from Harbor Beach. And so there are a few options here. They can re-kick, and it would be 5 yards back. They can take it from the spot it went out of bounds, or they can take it 25 yards from the spot of the kick, which would be the 35-yard line. Also, look that one up this week.
Very good, because that was very effective, because you obviously took a couple minutes to rehearse that, because there are a lot of options. This is like reciting your options when you hit it in the water on the golf course. You got so many options, you almost have to. It's like a broken record reciting all your choices.
Oh, Dave, I never hit it in the water. What are you talking about?
Well,
I hit it short of the water, then I'm able to just do a pop shot over top of it, so you don't need to worry about those things.
Yes. Well, good layup shot. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what I was intended to do. But here, Lakers will intend, they want to re-kick, so the Harbor Beach will kick off from the 35-yard line instead of the 40, left or right across your radio. 12 minutes around the clock in the third quarter. 8-0 Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach in their home black uniforms, black pants, black uniforms, white numbers with orange lettering. Blank white helmets, classic there with black face masks. Lakers, all white road uniforms, green number, blackout.